Hello and welcome to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready, get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others. Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I am excited, as always, to be with you to share a relevant teaching from the Lord. Before I get started, I have exciting news. I do. I want to personally invite you to an exciting opportunity that you don't want to miss. Now, this is for my sisters all over the world. I am a host and speaker at the very first Soul Wind Conference being held in June 23rd through 25th in Florida. But right now we are offering a buy one, get one offer to secure a virtual ticket. That's right. You don't have to come all the way to Florida. You don't have to take the drive. You don't have to take the flight. You don't have to book the room. You can join us virtually to be a part of a very transformative event where you'll immerse yourself in insightful talks, engaging discussions, and uplifting connections. This virtual conference is carefully curated to provide you with tools, inspiration, and the support you need to embrace your true potential and lead a more fulfilling life. Now, you might say, Apostle Val, that sounds good. And guess what? It is good. You can go to soulwinconference.com. That's soulwinconference.com. There, select the desired number of virtual tickets plus the free extra tickets, add them to your cart, and at the checkout, enter the coupon SOULWINBOGO, SOULWINBOGO. Now, this is only effective until tomorrow, May 15th, so you don't want to delay. This is going to be an impactful conference, sisters. If you can, get your virtual tickets, get a group, get your virtual tickets, have a group showing, get in the room to receive all that God has for you. I promise you, it's going to be life-changing. Amen? I just had to put that out there. Time is getting close. We're just a few weeks away from conference, and we really want everybody that possibly can to show up in the room. With that being said, also, please know that I am now on Roku TV, Soul Wind Station, SOULWIN. My show airs on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. So if you have Roku, please subscribe to Soul Wind TV and watch my show on Sunday evenings at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now let's get to the word. Let's get to the word because that's what we're here for. We are here for the word. And this evening, our topic is on obedience. Obedience. Now, obedience to me, I know I can't live without God. I know that I have to. If I want to receive all that God has for me, I have to be obedient. Even when it hurts, I got to obey. And the word tells us that same thing in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. I'm going to be reading that in our hearing from the New King James Version. That reads this way. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Let's see what it says. Verse 3 says this, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Verse 7 says, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the works of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you on this day, to the right or the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Hoo-wee! Isn't that a whole lot? Isn't that a whole lot of blessings? For just being obedient, and I say just being obedient, as though being obedient is a light thing. For many people, obedience is hard because obedience will require that you put your flesh under subjection. Obedience will require that you do things sometimes that you don't want to do. Obedience will call you to love the unlovable. The obedience will require that you are the peacemaker. Come on. Obedience to what it is the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to you, and he said it in this, and I'm holding on to it and reminding myself, you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments. I think that's where we trip up. We don't obey all. We obey conveniently. We obey sporadically. We obey, conveniently. I'm going to go right back to that. We obey conveniently when it's convenient for us to obey God and all his commandments. We do it. We even do it when we're under pressure. Thank you, Holy Spirit. when we're under pressure and our backs are against the wall, that's one of those moments where we sometimes want to make a deal. Let's make a deal. God, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. God, if you get me out of this, Father, I promise I will obey you. I will not stray. Lord, if you get me out of this, that obedience and desperation. But what about just obeying God because he's God? What about the obedience that comes because he loves us and we love him because he loved us so much so that he gave his only begotten for us? Why can't we just obey him because he loves us? If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you this day. And you know, I have people who say, oh, that's Old Testament. You know, after Jesus, you know, we don't worry so much. You know what? There's some things that changed when Jesus came on the scene, when he went to the cross and saved us for our sins, but obedience stands. We have to remain obedient. That's something that sticks. Obedience is necessary. Jesus was obedient. And if he was obedient, what makes you think that we don't have to be? He gave up his life for us. He was that obedient that he gave up his life. So why is it so hard for us to be diligent to obey all? Observe carefully all. Observe carefully all. Observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And the blessings, these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. This is the key. I see that. He said, first, observe. Observe carefully. Then after you've observed carefully, obey. I think that's so key, and I thank Holy Spirit for revealing that in this moment, because some of us will observe it, but then we'll try to manipulate it to fit what we want instead of doing it the way the Spirit of the Lord revealed it. Come on, you know those conversations that you have. When you go to God in prayer, you're asking the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you in a certain situation and area, and what you feel like you want will be the ultimate blessing. And so you manipulate the conversation. You observe what's been said. You say, okay, the Lord said this, and this is how I'm praying. And because he said it this way, I'm going to tweak it to make it fit me. No, observe carefully. And then obey the voice of the Lord your God. After you've observed and decided that this is going to be the way that I go, make sure that it's only what the Spirit of the Lord has spoken and not what you added to the cocktail. Yeah, I said that. Because we want the blessings. I know I do, and I'm sure everyone that's listening, you want the blessings that the Lord has for you. And yes, I know, I hear you. Well, the Lord reigns on the just and the unjust. He does reign on them. He does. But he's saying to us that we have to be obedient in order to receive all the blessings that he has for us. Had it not been for grace and mercy that woke up with you this morning, and you had to be accountable for the lack of obedience that existed on yesterday, where would you be? I'm asking. It's a thought. It's something to think about, because I read the obedience part, but I must skip down, because you saying, Apostle Val, I hear what you're saying, and I do my best. I do everything I can in order to observe and obey what the Spirit of the Lord says, but sometimes it's just too hard. Starting at verse 15 of Deuteronomy 28, it reads this way. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Oh, you just thought it was all lovely, lovely. Oh, no. There's consequences, consequences. Verse 16 says this, cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. What are you saying? I'm saying that you can't run away from the issue. You can't run away unless you're willing to change by the Spirit of God. Change. If you were disobedient in the country and you think if I move this city and get away from it and I'm around new people, if your mindset hasn't changed, if your behavior hasn't changed, if your level of obedience hasn't changed, guess what? That curse going to follow you from the city. It's going to follow you to the country, and it's going to follow you wherever else you go. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. What are you saying, Apostle Val? The word is saying that you will struggle with even making sure that you got everything you need to sustain yourself from day to day. Your basket could be your bank. Your kneading bowl could be the food on your table. Cursed shall ye be. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens, which are over your head, shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. Verse 25, the Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies, and you shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Whew. It's some more there, but I think you get the point from this passage of scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Our obedience brings with it blessings. Our obedience to observe and obey will bring us kingdom rewards that the Lord has spoken. Verse 7, and this is for somebody that's listening now and you're struggling with some individuals. Verse 7 says, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. I'm saying to you, my brother and my sister, don't give up. Don't give in. Remain obedient to what it is the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. Because again, the obedience carries with it blessings and rewards. And I know it may seem troublesome. It's even hurtful that these enemies have come against you. But the word of God lets us know they come against you one way, but they will flee before you seven ways. The Lord's going to deal with them You just maintain your stance in him. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Allow the Lord to strategically move in your life. And this is a situation that you don't have to keep on defending yourself. You don't have to keep on pleading your case. The Lord will avenge for you. The Lord is going to fight your battle. The Lord will, again, cause your enemies to be defeated before your face. So stay true to what it is God has said. Position yourself to receive the reward that the Lord has for you. You know, I posed a question in the intro to the show today. Are you a recipient of obedience? Are you walking and living a life where you're seeing favor daily, seeing the blessings of the Lord coming down upon you like rain? Do you sense that that's what's taking place? Verse 12 says, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the works of your hands. Do you feel that everything that you're touching, that you're doing, is bringing forth blessings? And if not, then have a conversation with Holy Spirit to ensure that what you're doing is in alignment with what it is the Spirit of the Lord has said. We're going to observe all that he commands, and then we're going to obey what the Spirit of the Lord says to us. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. I'm excited about this passage of scripture. I'm excited about the truth of the word. I'm excited to know that as I am diligent to observe and obey what it is the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me, that I am a recipient of God's favor. I am a recipient of the blessings that come with obeying the voice of the Lord. I bless God for a heart and a mind to do. And some of you, again, might be struggling, and you say, Apostle Val, I'm just not there yet. Well, let me suggest to you that you have a conversation and you say, Father, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me, O God. Because there's something in you that's out of alignment. There's something in you that's gotten twisted. Ask the Father to create in you the clean heart, to create in you the right spirit, so that moving forward, as the Spirit of the Lord speaks to you and gives you commandments, that you will observe them carefully and then obey them with the expectation that out of my obedience, not because Apostle Val said so, not because you said so, but because the Spirit of the Lord has said so, because the Word of God has said so, that as you obey God, you will position yourself to receive the blessings of the Lord. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only. Somebody needs to hear that today and receive that. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. Some of you have been living beneath because you have been bothered by what the spirit of the enemy has spoken to you. The things that are happening in the world have presented to you. But I want to encourage you today that when you remain obedient and diligent to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and to observe and obey what's been given to you, that you position yourself to receive. the blessings of the Lord. I want what God has for me. And I recognize that in order to get it, I have to operate in obedience. Not just when it's convenient, not just when my back is up against the wall, but I have to operate in obedience always. Go back up to the top. It says it. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that's the message for today. We must obey the voice of the Lord. We cannot allow there to be any voice greater than the voice of the Lord. We will not take heed to what the enemy is saying, not even our inner me, which sometimes presents as our biggest challenge. We have to obey the voice of the Lord. And if we do, then all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Father, I thank you for this word on this evening. I thank you for everyone who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. I pray for those who have been struggling with obeying your word. But God, I pray that they are reminded today, obedience is better than sacrifice. And when we are diligent to observe and obey, that blessings await us. Father, I thank you now for those who have been diligent, those that have been obeying. God, I pray that they would begin to experience the manifestation of your blessings in their life like never before. Oh, I thank you, Holy Governor, for continuing to strengthen us, to guide us, to enlighten us, and to empower us as we continue this journey, that we might glorify God in all things. Father, we say thank you for this now, and we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Empower to Empower Others. We certainly hope that message encouraged, motivated, and empowered you to live your best life. We look forward to you joining us again for our next episode of Empower to Empower Others. Love and blessings to each of you.